Bora.
Mom,
I hate to take the vice presidency away from you right after you're nominated, but I want to read your statement.
I never had it.
But you did, as far as I'm concerned, with reference to the selection of the candidate for vice president. Now, listen to this now, because Ken O'Donnell has cleared it for the attorney general. With reference to the selection of the candidate for vice president on the Democratic ticket, I have reached the conclusion that it would be inadvisable for me to recommend to the convention any member of my cabinet or any of those who meet regularly with the cabinet. In this regard, because their names have been mentioned in the press, I have personally informed the Secretary of State, Mr. Rusk, the Secretary of Defense, Mr. McNamara, the Attorney General, Mr. Kennedy, of my decision. I have communicated this to the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Mr. Stevens, and the head of the Peace Corps, Mr. Shriver. In this manner, the list has been narrowed. I shall continue to give the most thoughtful consideration to the choice of the man who I will recommend. I shall make my decision known in due course.
Excellent.
I thought was, if we put Rusk in there and put Stevenson in there and put you in there, and it just made it apply, it was easier on Shriver and and had no family trouble, and Ken thought that by putting them all in there that it would... no one really considered it very much except the Attorney General, and I just decided not to recommend anybody in the cabinet. I don't want to spare them.
I think it's an excellent approach. Very good indeed.
Well, I'm thinking about naming it. I'm going to try to get a hold of Rusk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.